You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Emily, welcome back after your ear adventure yesterday. I imagine you, besides going to the doctor, you spent all day doing your favorite little pastime.
Yeah, watching movie trailers. It's what makes me such a diverse human. Dom, whenever you say you go to the movies and you actually purposely arrive late just to skip the trailers, a little piece of my soul dies because I firmly believe that the trailers are really the best part of most movies these days. And I have a channel on my little cable package. It's called AXS TV. I don't know if it's Access or AXS.
Yeah, I've seen that station.
And I like to keep it on during the day in the background because they have really cool concerts on. So the other day there was like a Big Head Todd and the Monster show on. So I just had it on in the background. I was listening, was doing stuff. Turn the TV off. And then later that night, I go back to unwind and I turn it on. And lo and behold, # nothing but movie trailers. And I said,
thank you, God.
What is this? And I say, just one. And they were doing the trailer for this movie called The Danish Girl. And I've read about it. And it's with Eddie Redmayne, who won the Oscar for Best Actor for playing Stephen Hawking last year.
Pastries or something?
That's what I was wondering.
No, yeah. It's this true story about the first transgender Danish girl. And it looked freaking fascinating. So best 2 minutes of my life.
How do they know she's the first?
And then, I don't know.
Doctors.
The first surgery. I think it was the first surgery on record.
Oh. All right,
that looks fantastic.
So couldn't stop watching.
I couldn't stop watching. And then it was a movie about, a true story about Benghazi and about a few soldiers that went in. And so John Krakowski or whatever from The Office, who's like this total dork. He's all buff with all this facial hair in it. And so I was like, oh my God, that looks good. And then something with Steve Carell, also from The Office. And
all right, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, God, it was so good.
So the point, though, is what's interesting is that you just sit and you watch nonstop movie trailers.
I kept saying, just one more. And then about an hour and a half later, I look up. It's about 6:30 at night, and I say, holy God.
I love that you found this TV channel, but I have to tell you, there is an app that you can download just called Trailers. I have this app on my iPad, and you can go and pick and choose any trailer that's out there. There's like a list of, you know, like 100 trailers.
Do they even do like old trailers for like movies from 20 years ago?
No, it's
like
all new stuff coming out.
Like, could you go watch a Shawshank Redemption trailer?
It's all new stuff coming out. And I'm like, Emily, I get sucked into it because you're like, oh, these are only like two and a half minutes. And then next thing you know, when you watch 10 of them.
It's like getting caught in the YouTube video.
Yes, it's like cute kittens.
It's great for toilet time, let me tell you something. But then when Nicole comes knocking on the door and is like, what have you been doing in there for 25 minutes, you know, with her.
She puts her ear up to the door and she hears,
what are you doing?
In a world.
Right. And it's like, I'm watching trailers. Leave me alone.
See, Jeremy told me about this app and I said, I can't get that because I do,
you gotta
do need
it.
To be a productive member of society. Because if I got that app, I would do nothing. It's
it's
crack
cocaine.
It's kind of funny to me because the reason I don't like to see trailers is because, first of all, they tell you everything that goes on in the movie, right? But the more I think about it, it might be why trailers are popular. And let me tell you why. Because we have shifted into this 140 character world, right? Sure. And they say now that the average human attention span is something like 8 seconds. Mm. And so I'm wondering if people now almost prefer trailers over having to go to them. Now you can get the entire, you can see the whole movie in two minutes and be done with
it. For me, it just makes life worth living. Like, there's something to look forward to in the future.
Absolutely.
Like, I can remember many times seeing an awesome trailer and thinking to myself, I hope I don't die before November of 2017 because I really want to see that movie. I hope I don't die.
Isn't that weird? Yeah, you want to see the Stepdad
like the
movie.
The new Star Wars movie.
Ferrell.
I hope I don't die before the new Star Wars movie.
And then we would all sit around and watch the trailer of your upcoming funeral.
Oh,
that's a must see.
In a world where Jeremy dies.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.